A Plague of Frogs, Episode 3, A Bed of Roses. The curly-whirly, I can confirm, has not improved with age. We shall say no more about that. But there were roses in the box, and I am old enough to remember when a tin of roses appeared once a year at Christmas, in the way that all Christmas things did, with a kind of reliable magic that depended entirely on their not being available in October. The tin was blue. It had a certain weight to it. And when the chocolates were gone, it became a sewing box or a button tin, a thing that sat on a shelf and outlasted the decade. My mother had one for 30 years. I don't know what she kept in it latterly, other than it was not roses. Roses are currently available in February, in March, in August, and presumably at any point during the summer solstice, should your margin require it. A tin of roses at Christmas meant something, simply because it was not available in August, and you have solved that problem by making it available in August. And in doing so, you have created an entirely different problem, which is that it no longer means anything at all. I was forced to write. Dear Cadbury, I write further to our recent correspondence regarding the Freddo, and to acknowledge receipt of your complimentary selection, which arrived intact, even if as slightly travel-weary. The curly-whirly, I can confirm, has not improved with age. We shall say no more about that. I write now on a related but distinctly different matter, one of a more seasonal, or rather formerly seasonal, nature. I am referring to roses. I must, however, first address the wrappers. The individual twist wrappers have gone. I became aware that this decision was taken in 2015, and that I am therefore raising this matter approximately a decade too late. But I would ask you to ponder Einstein's theory that time is warped by gravity, and the gravity of this situation, in my case, has been considerable. The twist wrapper required skill. There was a correct technique, a sharp twist at each end, a clean peel, and children learned it, and it was satisfying, in a way that the modern flow-wrapped sealed packaging is not. I understand that the number one complaint in 2014 was poorly wrapped chocolates, tainting the flavours of others in the tub. I will gently suggest that the correct response to this complaint was to wrap them more carefully, rather than to abolish the wrapper entirely. I am also informed that the new wrappers now display the flavour in large, bold text, presumably because the customer can no longer be trusted to identify a strawberry cream from across the room. I could, but I can no longer. At 80, that is no small loss. These are not complaints about chocolate. They are observations about what happens when scarcity is replaced by ubiquity and occasion is replaced by promotion. I wish also to raise the matter of Five Boys. I appreciate this bar was discontinued in 1976, and that raising it now may appear, even by my standards, somewhat retrospective. Five Boys was introduced in 1902. The wrapper showed one boy's face in five expressions: desperation, pacification, expectation, acclamation, and realization. It was, in its way, a complete emotional arc on a bar of chocolate. A narrative, if you will. You produced it for 57 years and then quietly withdrew it. A bar that told a story seems, in retrospect, rather more interesting than one that merely informs, in bold text, that I am about to eat a hazelnut whirl. I would also venture, entirely as a personal observation, that there are one or two individuals currently occupying positions of global influence who might benefit considerably from working through those five expressions in the correct order. Desperation and realization, in particular, seem to be elusive. I do not name names. I trust that you can follow my wrapper. I suggest that they use orange creams. Yours in continued fiscal and confectionery bewilderment, K. Butler, Mr., age 80, solvent, just, and in possession of my mother's button tin. A few days later, a reply. Dear Mr. Butler, thank you for your further letter, which arrived as your correspondence tends to at a moment when the office required cheering up. We note your confirmation regarding the curdy-whirly. We had hoped the comparison might prove more favourable. We, however, accept your verdict. On the matter of the roses tin, we are pleased to confirm that the tin remains. It is, we admit, no longer exclusively cylindrical, having undergone certain evolutions in the interests of shelf efficiency and what is referred to internally as gift worthiness, a concept which, like the cocoa situation, rewards less scrutiny than it invites. We note that your mother's tin was blue. The current tin is also, broadly speaking, bluish. We consider this continuity. Regarding the wrappers, we accept that your proposed solution, wrap them more carefully, was also technically available to us. It was considered, and we will not say any more than that. On the matter of seasonal availability, you are not wrong. The decisions around promotional scheduling are made at a level of the organisation that does not, to our knowledge, attend the meetings where biscuits are served. We pass your remarks upward with a note attached. Regarding Five Boys, we weren't expecting this. And yet, having reread your description of the wrapper, desperation, pacification, expectation, acclamation, realization, we find ourselves in the unusual position of agreeing with you. It was a complete emotional arc. It told a story. We are not aware of anything in the current portfolio which does the same. And we say this as people who spend a considerable amount of time thinking about chocolate. Your letter has been forwarded to the heritage and innovation teams simultaneously, which are, we should note, different departments, and they do not always communicate. We make no promises. We note the observation. We have no comment on the Five Boys' emotional arc and its potential applications in public life. I regret the bar remains discontinued. However, in the spirit of continued partnership, we have enclosed a small selection of the Fry's range that remains available: a chocolate cream, a peppermint cream, and a Turkish delight. They are not Five Boys, but they are what remains of the same story, and we thought you might appreciate them. The Frog sends his regards. He notes that Five Boys was Fry's, and therefore technically not his responsibility. He does not, however, however, disclaim the sentiment. Yours in confectionery partnership, a mild institutional wistfulness, Mondelez International, trading as Cadbury's, formerly Fry's, though we try not to dwell on that. P.S. Desperation, pacification, expectation, acclamation, realization. We remember.